Hello, welcome back to the podcast. You probably noticed there's no intro, and that is because I am here today to give you a little bit different podcast. I'm giving you an update, a personal update on our family and some things we have going on and some things that will affect Redemption Unveiled. So, didn't mess with the intro exit today. It's just me coming on to talk to you. Now, last year, Carter and I decided to get certified to be foster parents. This is something we had talked about for a lot of years, and we decided that with our ages of our children, if you have kids, depending on their ages, you know that there's this window of they're just really hard. I mean, having kids is hard, but there's this window when they're little. It's just a lot of work, and it's hard, and it's tiring. And then that age 2 to 3, they get a little bit more independent. Yeah, you get the attitudes. You might get the fit and stuff. And I've certainly had some 3-year-olds that were not any easier than a 1-year-old. However, they get independent. And so we have 5 kids. And our youngest last year in November turned 3. And so she's getting easier. All of our kids are just in this new zone where they're all sleeping through the night. And I mean, I hate to brag to you guys, you know, just throw that kind of glory in your face, but it is what it is. And so we decided we had talked about doing foster care for a long time, and if we were going to do it, then just knowing me and my husband, like, we better do it before our lives get too easy, because then we may just not do it. You know, it's hard to do hard things, particularly when life is easy and you're comfortable. I was talking to Carter about that the other day. Like, why is it, for me, in some ways it's harder, once you get comfortable, it's harder to do challenging things. Where if you're going through a lot anyway, sometimes I think it's just easier, like, what's one more thing? I don't know. Am I the only one like that? When I'm comfortable, I don't want to lose my comfort. So anyway, we decided, actually, interesting enough, I went through, when I was developing the adventure training, I went through it myself, and I got to looking at, like, Haley, you can't just say you're going to do stuff one day. Like, I'm getting older, and I'll be 37 this month, and I just realized, like, you can't just talk about what you want to do in your life. And I hope you guys know that about me at this point. If you've listened to this podcast for very long, that is one thing I hope you know about me. Like, I take the things that God asked me to do pretty serious, I feel, and I believe that they're certainly not my responsibility as far as results, but obedience is my responsibility. So once I feel God has asked me to do something, it's my job to follow that, and then it's not my job to get it all to work out how I think it's going to work out, because let me tell you what, that's that is a different lesson for a different day. We're not going to go there. So I was doing my adventure training, and it just hit me, you know, now is the time if we're going to do this foster care stuff. And so Carter and I talked about it, and we decided to actually change around some of the other stuff we were doing. And we took the classes. And if you don't know, like, we've adopted before. So we adopted from the Congo. So it was different, but there was a lot of similarities. So when you adopt, you fill out a lot of paperwork. You have to answer questions about your finances, your marriage, your house, your histories. It's a lot. And then you work with an agency. But when you foster, we worked with the state, but you can also do it. They have agencies here locally that are contracted out by the state. And so you have to go through their program, and they actually do a home study on you, just like they did a home study on us when we adopted our son, who is now 11. He'll be 12 this month. And so anyway, we haven't done the fostering thing, but it was more familiar probably for us since we had done the adoption thing. So we took the classes. We finished up in November, and we have gotten a few calls since for kids that were not in our age specification. So for us, we have 5 kids, and our youngest is 3. And we went through the classes, and we decided we would take one child, like 2 and under. We didn't want to mess with birth order. For us, that's not right for our family. And so we brought in So that was our choice that we decided. So we'd gotten some calls that were outside of those specifications, and we didn't accept them, which is just something to know about foster care. It's when you get licensed to be a foster care parent, you are in complete control over what kid comes into your house. Like, you can say no for any reason. And you might just not be up for it. You might have a weird feeling about it. You may just, and they always tell you, ask a lot of questions before you accept a kid. And so it's very, you know, I'm just sharing some of my experience. It's very different than adoption. Like, for us, we adopted our son. And yes, you can specify certain things like medical needs or age. You can specify boy or girl. In a lot of cases, sometimes you can't. But for us, like, once we were matched with him, that was, you know, you're matched, and that you don't really have a say on, you know, if other things pop up. And, you know, once they're home, they're home. So foster care is very different because you have a lot more control through the whole time. Like, at any point you can say, no, this isn't, you know, something we are doing. Even once you get a child, you can say, okay, we want to have them find a different home or whatever. Anyway, that all leads me to say that 4 or 5 weeks ago, we got a call for a child who, for a little boy who had just turned 2 and was in our kind of guidelines. He does have some medical issues that we weren't necessarily planning on, but felt really peaceful that this was what God was asking us to do. And so, what month are we in? March 1st, we added a child into our home. You know, I did not say into our, like, we didn't adopt him. He is a foster child. His mother is working on her goals to get him back. However, it's a very bizarre thing because I am one. Here's the truth, you guys. If I don't give a lot of thought to how hard something's going to be, I just don't. And I mean, there's good and there's bad about this. It's just the truth. I will tell you, I've learned this about myself. Like, I will do something because I feel like I'm supposed to do it. And then I get into it and I think, I really didn't think this through as far as the difficulty. I just don't. Difficulty doesn't keep me from doing something. Of course, it doesn't also mean I'm not discouraged the fact that there is difficulty, okay? So you guys know that I've been talking about my adventure training and my community and these different things that I have going. And all of that was put into place before we added this new person to our family that we weren't planning. Like, it's like you were planning on fostering, but you have no idea when. Like, we just got a call and they told us, you know, we actually had 2 or 3 days before we brought him into our home. It wasn't like a call in that day, which a lot of times it is. However, you know, we got a call and within just a few days, we got our first call on Tuesday, and Friday night, we had another human in our home that obviously has adjustments and a lot of things that we had to, you know, our job in our home is to give him security and love. Like, that's what our job is. We are bringing him to our family. He's part of our family right now. We are teaching him how a family provides security and safety and love. Like, that's what we are called to do. And so that brings me to Redemption Unveiled. And that brings me to the fact that the last month I've basically felt like I had a baby, or like I didn't have a baby, but like I got a baby, but like had no plans in place for any kind of break or maternity leave or anything like that. And although this is not a little boy that, like, it's not like we're like, okay, now we're adopting him. It's not like that. But you literally have a little child who has been through so much in his 2 years. And I know that it is like my job as the mom of this family that we're inviting this little boy to be basically an honorary member for time. It is my job as the mother of this home to give him love and to give him safety and security. And that has meant a lot of sleep, you know, learning and sleep, you know, he's actually sleeping really good right now through the night. But like for a while, it was, you know, night times, of course, you have a kid in a new home and, you know, he's just adjusting. And so I have found myself in a place I wasn't really planning on, that I have so much peace that this is where we're supposed to be, but I just wasn't, like, this wasn't in my plans of Redemption Unveiled and my community and everything. And turns out, like, I don't know how to casually have a human in my home without giving them everything that I need to give them. I do not know how to do that. Like, I don't know how to treat him any differently than I treated my other five children when they were young and they needed me. I just don't, like, turns out. It's not like, oh, well, you're a foster kid, you know, you're a foster kid type person in our home. Like, no, you came in, our job is to give you a family. We can do that. Like, if there's one thing we're good at, it's like, we can be a good family and we can be a team to support you in this season of your life and love you and celebrate who God has created you to be and just really take care of you. That's just how we feel. It's like we are going to give safety, security, and love to this sweet little human. So that just leads me back here to the fact that I have had definitely some moments of overwhelm just trying to do everything and trying to not let anything slip as I'm maneuvering this addition to our family. And not letting myself, trying to make sure you're not forgetting something really important. And so it just led me to realize at this moment, like, I need to take a little pause here on the podcast and some of my other stuff I've got going on. And it's interesting because I was thinking about this just right before I recorded this, that I didn't actually realize I haven't had a kid since I started this podcast. I started this podcast the November, like when our youngest was a year old. Like, it's been, like, she's 3.5 or whatever. So I started this podcast 2.5 years ago. And not to say, maybe if I would have had some planning, I could have done it different. But I'm just one of those, like, when I, like, have a little human enter into my life, like, I guess I just get really focused on that. I don't know. Because it's just been so interesting with this little boy. I'm like, you find, it's not just the time and energy you're giving them. It's like your heart and your mind and your thoughts and you're hearing, like, God has a plan for you. And you're just like, you're invested, you know? And so anyway, I am going to take a little pause here on Redemption Unveiled. I plan to post some pictures of our family with our foster family on social media. Of course, I'm going to block out his face. So I don't know that they're really anything to see. But if you're interested, I'm going to post a little update because I haven't posted anything there either. I've just been adjusting and also just figuring out what feels right to our family. And of course, if you see us in real life, like, you're going to see him. He's not, like, masked everywhere we go, but just on the internet. And anyway, so I just wanted to give you guys an update. I would love it if you'd be praying for our little guy. I would love if you pray for our family and our kids, just as we continue to give him the security and safety that he needs. And we are doing, it's just been really, this is a really cool thing to watch your children do. I'm a huge proponent of adoption, and fostering is very beautiful too. And I would just take this as a moment of, like, if you have ever had in your heart to adopt, I would really encourage you to look at the option of fostering. A lot of fostering opens up doors to adoption. You really, at least in Missouri, just adoption through foster care, I don't know that I'd recommend. But to foster, if you're open to fostering kids, even if they end up getting reunified with their family, I don't know. I've done both now. I'm new. Obviously, I haven't went through everything with them, but I'm just, like, saying God is here, you guys. Like, God is moving in this little boy's life as far as like, I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Does it make it easy? No. Does it mean it's not going to be hard? No. But, you know, why would we not do something God wants us to do even just because it's hard? You know, that's, I don't understand that. So anyway, I just really encourage you. I mean, people talk to me all the time after they hear that we adopted Shep and they want to know options. And international adoption is great too. I'm not at all against it, but it's super expensive. Foster care is not. And you can adopt you can adopt through foster care. A lot of cases get changed to adoption. And if you have them in your home, you, after family, are like the primary people they will look at to adopt, for you to adopt them. So I'm just saying that it's just been really impactful for me to experience this kind of love for I have said several times for the last few weeks, my mind is trying to place this experience, because you have a human little boy you're taking care of. You are bonding, you're loving, you're getting to know their personality, but yet continually like surrendering. This is not my son, but yet staying very focused. God, I will do what you've asked me to do. Anyway, I keep coming back because I'm just sharing with you guys where I'm at. And this is just where we are as a family right now. And this is what we're supposed to be doing. I am not ending Redemption Unveiled. I'm not even planning on taking like just some kind of months and months break. I am going to put a pause on Redemption Unveiled and I will be back. And I already feel God showing me some things that I want to do here in the future. Like when I come back, I'm already seeing like some of the changes that are going to take place. And I'm really excited about that. I will let you know about those later. But for today, I just wanted to give you an update. I want you to give you an update. Ask you to pray for us as a family, pray for our foster little boy, and pray for, I mean, just Redemption Unveiled as a whole. If you're a praying person, I would take any of those. I would take any of those prayers. And so I'm in a really fun season of life, and I don't want to live in a heavy place just because I can't do everything, right? I cannot do everything. And sometimes it's just a pause and certain things are needed. And so that is where we are today. I'm pausing Redemption Unveiled. I will be back and I hope to have some fun things for you when I return. Thank you. This is where we exit, but there's no music, so I'll sing as we go.